Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. I am Merlin Sensei, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Joyous Noel, Happy Solstice, Sensational Saturnalia, Have a Great Kwanzaa. And if I forgot anything else that you celebrate, I apologize and I wish you a joyous one. It's Christmas, for a lot of you that are listening to this, hopefully. Maybe it's past Christmas, which is also fine. I hope everything was fantastic. I hope you're all staying warm, or cool, or, you know, moderately temperatured. Obviously, it's just me here today, and the reason for that is because it's so close to the holidays. The other members of the Nerdgasm podcast are traveling, or visiting, or being visited by family members, extended family members, etc. Or there's also the issue of probably one of the worst blizzards that some of us have seen in recent years. So I took it upon myself to go ahead and do the podcast by myself. When we were talking about doing this episode, we were thinking about doing like a year in review and kind of talking about some of the highlights in our lives. And I wasn't looking forward to that. The reason why is because, number one, I have a very poor memory. So anything that happened, you know, January through September, I don't really remember all that much, to be honest. I just don't think there was anything good. Going into 2023, I'm still currently unemployed. That's at least partially my fault, I will admit that much. But this year just hasn't been very good for me in general. A lot of plans and ideas that I wanted to enact, or complete or fulfill, fell to the wayside for multitude of reasons. But yeah, this has been one of the worst years for me in a long time. The highlights, in a matter of speaking of the year, have been, for those of you that may not know, I was in a car accident in October. Luckily, no injuries, but according to the insurance company, my car was not worth repairing, and it's been totaled. So I no longer have my own personal form of transportation. The same insurance company is lowballing the value of my vehicle, you know, as they do because they're an insurance company. And normally, you know, it would kind of be whatever, but they're $3,000 to $5,000 under what the value of this car honestly should be. And that's at least a third, you know, or, you know, at least a quarter of the value of the car right there. So there has not been the insurance payout from that. So that's also a problem. In addition, this week of recording, leading up into Christmas, the hot water tank at my house failed, you know, after X amount of years, and it needed to be replaced. We did that all ourselves here at the house. And it was definitely an ordeal, physically and mentally, as well as financially. And honestly, two nights ago, I had had a severe mental breakdown. I was so stressed and just upset about the whole thing that I ended up falling into a fit of what I can only describe as maniacal laughter. I laughed so hard and so long that, you know, I did end up, you know, hurting just from how much I laughed and how uncontrollably I did. And it was not a pleasant laugh. It was not a joyous laugh. It was that of a madman, honestly. So, going into 2023, I'm not exactly sure if I should even try and look forward to it. I'm really finding it hard to find the drive and the gumption to continue with a lot of projects in my life or things in general, even the basics of day-to-day. So honestly, I'm not 100% sure if personally I'll continue to contribute to Nerdgasm, the podcast or the YouTube or streaming or anything like that. I may just personally go on a indefinite sabbatical. But I haven't really decided yet. It is what it is, and I just wanted to go ahead and get that out of the way before continuing, because I'm not going to keep you here that long. I know I'm not that entertaining to carry a whole hour-long episode, but I wanted to at least wish everyone out there an enjoyable, whatever you may or may not celebrate, and for you to try and have a good 2023. So let's go ahead and knock out the Geeky Weeky, starting, of course, with today, Sunday, December 25th. Your sneaky peeky from last week was that it is indeed Christmas, as well as Alphabet Day, or No L Day. Excuse me. It is also, of course, in the Catholic and Christian faith, Jesus' birthday, even though that's not really accurate. Regardless, though, it's also National Colby, Ava, and Joshua Day, all name days, and National Pumpkin Pie Day. which is kind of strange considering December. Monday, December 26th, Boxing Day, as well as Day of Goodwill, Kwanzaa, National Candy Cane Day, National Thank You Note Day, so you can go ahead and thank everyone that got you a present or sent a card to you. And it's also National Whiners Day, W-H-I-N-E-R-S, so it's okay to go ahead and have yourself a little bit of a wine now and then. Tuesday, December 27th, Make Cutout Snowflakes Day. National Abigail and National Case Day, two names, as well as National Martha and National Samuel Day. I really wish they would put all the name days together. National Fruitcake Day and Visit the Zoo Day. Some places still have wonderful exhibits, even in the cold weather. Wednesday, December 28th. Card playing day, and that's any kind of card playing. Go ahead and play Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, Rummy, Spades, Hearts, you know, anything you want as long as you play with some cards. National Call a Friend Day, National Chocolate Candy Day, and I believe that's a wink and nod towards M&Ms, although maybe not necessarily specifically M&Ms. National Short Film Day, and National Tim Day. So national day to you, all you Tims out there. Thursday, December 29th, International Cello Day, National Paula Day, National Pepper Pot Day, which apparently is a soup. Refers to a thick soup made of beef tripe, which are intestines, whatever vegetables you happen to have available, and of course, peppercorns. So, you know, it's a quote, poor man's meal probably, but filling and warming. It's also TikTok Day, as in the clock TikTok, not the app. You know, tick tock, time is, you know, running out for the year. Friday, December 30th, is the Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute. National Bacon Day, and who doesn't like bacon, honestly? National Cheryl Day, and National Bicarbonate of Soda Day, which I believe is just basically baking soda, which is necessary for a lot of recipes. Saturday, December 31st, is Make Up Your Mind Day, National Champagne Day, New Year's Eve, of course, No Interruptions Day, Unlucky Day, and World Peace Meditation Day. So if you are going to go out and enjoy yourself and have a tasty adult beverage, please take all the precautions to be safe. Indulge responsibly. Do not drive afterwards, obviously. And then your sneaky peeky at next week's Geeky Weeky that starts with Sunday, January 1st, a brand new year. I had one. Where is it? Of course, National Hangover Day. Go ahead and have yourself a nice filling breakfast of, I would suggest, hash browns and a nice ham and cheese omelet with a side of toast. Maybe a little bit of grape jelly, personally. And that will go ahead and do you. Unfortunately, I don't have much to talk about on the Gasm side of things. I never really do, which is fine. So, yeah, I'm going to wish you all the best. Please remember, to be excellent to each other, especially in this coming year, because you never know who really needs it, you know, that day, or that week, month, year. Be excellent to each other, and be excellent to yourself. So, until next time, friends, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Until next time, bye for now.